Well, we tried and get in touch with you, and we couldn't.
My brother lives right there, and my daughter's there.
Well, we weren't able to get in touch with you, and I myself...
My ex-wife is...
Yeah, I talked to her when she was here in March.
Who?
I talked to your ex-wife.
Which one?
I talked to her when she was at the SIU Jazz Festival that they had out here.
Oh, Betty?
Right, Betty, that's her name, yes. And she was out there, and... I tried then to set up an interview with you, and she didn't think that you would talk to us then. So, like I said, I'm really appreciative that you are talking to us.
My daughter hasn't told me about it. My aunt and my brother, they all live right there in St. Louis with my ex-wife.
Well, we're not that well known. We are a public radio station, and we are college students that do play jazz.
I don't know if my family knows about it.
Well, that I can't answer. I don't understand why nobody really knows about it. Can I start by asking you some questions?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, first of all, I'd like to know, would you contrast your direction of music when you started out playing to the way it is now?
Can't you tell the difference, man?
Yes, I can tell the difference, but...
That's it yourself.
Well, I would like for you to say
I'm
something.
I'm not like that, man. I don't talk about these things, I
tell you. Okay, well...
They're private to me, you know.
Okay, I can understand that. If there are some things that you would like to talk about, feel free to do so. Whatever, you know, you want to talk about or whatever message... that you feel people should know about you.
That much opening, man.
Pardon me?
Don't give me that much opening. I might start talking about VT.
Well, whatever you want to talk about, I'm leaving it strictly up to you because I...
No, I know you're not.
Well, I know that you know, you don't do this kind of thing a lot, so I just...
I hate it.
Well...
I just want to know what... miles beyond what kind of station it was.
Okay, well, miles beyond, as I said, we cover mainstream and contemporary.
I don't know what mainstream means.
Well, mainstream jazz, my definition would be that jazz that has...
First place, jazz is a nigger word, right?
Right.
It means nigger.
Okay, well, let's...
You say jazz, you automatically think of nigger.
Well, not necessarily, Miles. I mean, I think jazz is music myself. I don't think that there should...
Awesome.
I don't think that there should be a label. Well, can I ask you why don't you... what do you think jazz is?
I don't think it's nothing, man. I never thought of playing jazz.
So, in other words, you're saying you just thought of playing music, right?
If you're gonna shut up, man, I'll...
Okay.
I stopped playing in St. Louis. The white folks wouldn't even listen to so-called jazz because they thought it
wouldn't
make them f***ing all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a nigger word. I mean, that's nigger things.
Mm-hmm.
So I just fought divorce myself and the wife. Marcus in St. Louis made all these and got the f*** out of there.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
Okay. Is there anything else that you want to say about your music style or the way you played? What message that you tried to get across?
Oh, music. I was talking about them white honky in St. Louis right around the corner from the Heart Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't black people live in.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel very bad about that, and I got out of the St. Louis.
Uh-huh.
But that's Ron Bucky. With Eddie Randall.
Okay.
St. Louis is a lousy town. get a lot of people to drop down from the horse hog and them purple and they some sand motherfucking white people.
Mm-hmm.
But not out of mountains, huh?
Mm-hmm.
White people run, he say, Lord.
How has your music been accepted in other towns besides St. Louis?
They accept it in St. Louis. They love it in St. Louis.
Yeah, they love it now in St. Louis. I love it now in St. Louis. But I mean, you know, at the time that you felt that St. Louis was closing the door on you.
I didn't say that.
Okay, well, let's...
The people love the music. The white folks just... It's Jim Crow, man. That's how.
Mm-hmm.
That's an old-ass phrase.
I'd like to ask you something about Charlie Parker and John Coltrane.
What?
How did they both influence your playing, if indeed they did?
They mean influenced my playing.
I mean,
I thought Coltrane and Bird didn't do they get high and play and go to sleep.
Okay. What artists do you think have picked up on your ideas of how music should be?
You still talking to me?
Yes.
What do you mean?
You know, you had a message in your music.
Nah.
Or a direction in your music.
Come on.
Well, that's...
Any good musicians out there is a shame.
Well, okay, I'm not a musician myself, so I can't comment on...
Closest guy I know that writes like I do is Stockhausen. He's in Germany.
Uh-huh. Have you played with him before?
No, until you listen to the music, you shouldn't discuss it.
Okay, all righty.
A golfer sounds like it. You ever hear a golfer?
No, I haven't. Well, but see, I focused more of my attention on the music that you did.
Garza, I made in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
You focus your attention on the music I made when I was 12.
No, the music that you did with Philly Joe Jones, Paul Chambers.
Oh,
before that, Charlie Parker. Pardon me?
1989.
Well, I've the Circle in the Round album with Chick Corea and Herbie Hancock. I mean...
Well, I wrote all this.
I know you did. I know you did. And you've...
Chick didn't play on that. Herbie did. Even though it was on the album, huh?
Yes, I know who's on the album. Herbie
Hancock. Chick Corea.
Tony Williams. Ron Carter. John McLaughlin, you played with?
I ain't circling around.
Pardon me?
Circling around, I was thinking about country, son. Somewhere I wrote, I like to call country.
What, could I ask you about, I know that, you wanted Jimi Hendrix to play, with you because you liked it.
They wanted me to get him a new band. That's where that went.
Uh-huh.
And they were paying me to get him, find him a new band.
Uh-huh. Did you like his style of music, or his style of playing?
Of course.
Did you at one point in time want to play with him, or?
Oh.
Okay. Okay. Miles, I, you know, from talking to you, this might be a hard question for me and for you as well, but if you could give me some insight on...
SM, I freak, yes.
Okay. What direction do you think jazz is headed in, or music itself? I mean, is it headed in the type of, or the style of music that you would have wanted it to be in? Or
people I know, you know, that I like to hear play, like Herbie and Greer and Wayne Shaw now. Tony Williams. That's about all people I know that have advanced musically.
Okay, do you feel as though that they've advanced because of your influence?
Of course.
Do you think at some point...
I talk to Chick every night.
Are there any other musicians that you think will, you know, follow, say, in your direction or in the direction of Chick and Herbie and Tony and Wayne Shorter?
No, I don't have that much knowledge, you know. Bill Evans, probably. And Bill Evans, where he died, you know, but the rest of them don't have that much knowledge, you know. They have no knowledge of scales and different musical terms.
I'm going to say it again. Is there anything that you want to mention that... as far as maybe your background or what you're doing now or anything like that?
Yeah. Why don't you learn something about me before you call me?
What do you want me to know about you?
When you tell me something about some music, you know, you should do some research. You know? I made an album called Sketch of Spain and all that I did a lot of research on it. About 4 months
of research. I respect that. I've listened to your music, like I said.
I mean, if I call you, I'd do some research on you, so I knew what I was talking about.
Okay, well, I'm going to be honest with you. This, you know, as a whole was like...
St. Louis was pretty good, you know. Lester
Boyer. I did an interview with Lester, and he talked about you 2 weeks ago. He was just here with the art ensemble.
Yeah, they play pretty good.
Yes. Well, I want to get across again that I'm more interested in what you say and what you say about music more than anything else, because I myself personally feel that you were an innovator in music, and I hope you take that as a compliment, because I am deeply grateful to you for having the chance to talk to you and get some insight.
Man, it's a lot of guys playing out there tonight, today. Those guys wrote that Diana Ross song.
Chic?
No, they wrote Turn Me Inside. You haven't heard it.
What's the name of the Diana Ross song?
I don't know.
Okay, well...
I'm not aware.
Well, I know that the... Are you talking about the latest Diana Ross album?
Yeah.
Okay, I know that Chic produced the album, but I don't know about the...
And Michael Jackson's latest album.
Uh-huh.
Which I think is a...
Yes, it is. It is a very good album.
You have to listen to both Cross...
Mm-hmm.
Because those jazz musicians aren't doing shit, man, but just playing what they heard.
Mm-hmm.
They play the same thing over and over again. The same cliche, partner.
And you're getting sick of hearing it? Don't listen to it? What do you focus mainly, or what mainly do you focus your listening to? What?
Everything but that.
Everything but that. Classical, does that include it with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Rachmaninoff, Stockhausen.
Mm-hmm. Had,
Every kind of
shit. Uh-huh. Had any type of classical music that you picked up on, has that influenced your style of writing or...
All of it. Oh. Chopin, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. More so than more so than the jazz? Okay. Do you think at any time in your career that that you have left, will you perform again?
Maybe. They offer me so much money now, I can't refuse it.
Okay. Okay, that's fine.
I started with Roy and went through all the trouble, you know, Clark Terry helped me a lot.
Right.
Robinson, well, I got Levon. I got, you know, I can't even think of all of them.
Yeah, there have been a lot.
See, Trumpet, Singler's a Trumpet's town.
Yes, it is.
How you know?
David Hines is a good example. It's also a big sax town, I think. A lot of sax players that Freddie Washington, namely, O'Hara Spearman, have really been accepted here. I know a good friend of yours that I know personally, Jeter Thompson, but he's a fantastic piano player of Kilimanjaro. He did that album. Well, Jeter Thompson wrote I think he wrote the song to that.
What?
Kilimanjaro.
That I made?
Believe so. He did it with...
I wrote it.
Well, I know you wrote it, but I mean, he had put it on an album with the Quartet Trebian. Don't know if you're familiar with them. I hope jazz is, you know, starting to grow by leaps and bounds in St.
Louis. Forget about the word jazz.
Okay, well, music. What would you rather me say? Would you rather me say music or...